out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Chad Cottom. He's the owner of Spin Bicycle Shop. Chad, how are you?
Good morning. Doing just fine.
Tell us about Spin Bicycle Shop.
Well, it's a full-service bicycle shop. We're located right in Old Town, right on Grand River across from Sir Pizza. We sell bicycles and repair bicycles and talk bicycles and live bicycles, I suppose.
How'd you get started in that? Well, when's a guy say, you know what, I really dig this. I'm going to make this my career.
I started getting kicked out of bike shops when I was in junior high school. Bicycling has just been something that I've always done. You know, some people play football or play tennis or play golf, and I ride bicycles.
How's business, and how do you like being in downtown Lansing?
Business this spring has been fantastic. I mean, obviously this early spring weather has caused us to have quite a flood of people excited to ride. You know, so it's been a super boost to the season. And as far as being in Old Town, it's a really nice place for a shop because we're in the hub of where people ride their bikes too. You know, we're right on the Riverwalk. We're right in the professional area. We've got people that ride from, you know, the outer communities from Holt, East Lansing, and Grand Ledge. You know, people ride their bikes to work, and so it's nice to be in that concentration of utility cyclists.
How big is biking in the mid-Michigan area?
You know, it's not as big as I would hope it would be, but I think it's getting much bigger. Here in Lansing area in particular, we're doing a lot of things to make cycling easier and more accessible. They're making a lot of changes to the way that the roads are updated. There's a complete streets ordinance that has just recently been passed. So, you know, when they make changes to the streets and the sidewalks, you know, they consider making improvements every single time. That helps a lot. The Riverwalk is a great resource, too.
And that's a big deal, having a place to ride your bike, especially if you're out with your family.
Definitely. And I think that family cycling, too, is maybe the best places for growth in cycling. It's a great way to go out and get exercise be with your family.
The best place I've found to get out with my kids is at Hawk Island Park. It's got a great biking and running path. Are there other places around mid-Michigan that you suggest?
You know, riding, we like to call them urban assaults. Just riding around town is surprisingly relaxing and enjoyable. And riding the side streets, you get off the main streets and ride through the neighborhoods. It's pretty amazing how fun it is to ride a couple hours or an hour around local surface streets. Like, let's say, for example, Jerome Street that runs parallel to Michigan Avenue. Some people would feel nervous about riding on Michigan Avenue, but you ride one block off of the main strip, and it's a much, much different story.
When we think about biking, you always think about the Tour and the Tour de France. And I can recall recently watching ESPN, and now they have this stationary bike that does inclines and declines, and it's the official Tour bike. Tell me about the evolution of bikes and the new technology.
Oh, my goodness. The technology in cycling over the past, 10, 15 years has been pretty crazy. Tons of changes in materials and the way that they use materials to make the bikes lighter and stronger and faster. They have bikes with electronic shifting now. Instead of having wires and cables that actuate the shifting mechanisms, they actually have servo motors in the shifting mechanisms, and everything is, the shifts are done electronically and trimmed electronically. It's pretty amazing. There's some crazy stuff out there.
What's the cost range of bikes, and what's the most expensive one you've seen?
Sometimes price is driven by things other than technology, limited edition runs and things like that. When you consider bikes like that, they can go nuts, like $20,000. But it's not uncommon to see production bicycles, in the $8,000 to $12,000 price range for really super nice, you know, racing bikes. But then just a basic bomb around town bike, you know, can be had for in the $200 to $300 price range for a nice bike shop quality bike.
All right, Chad, before I let you go, where I live, it's a little bit out in the country, but there will be bikers out there, and they will take over the road. And I would imagine they're supposed to stay to the right, and we're supposed to respect that and go around them as being in a vehicle. From your perspective, what's the correct way to ride your bike when you're out on public roads?
The correct way to ride your bike when you're on public roads is certainly to obey all of the traffic laws. You want to ride your bike as far right as is practical, and that's important for motorists to realize. Sometimes when you're riding a bike on the right-hand side of the road, the right-hand side of the road is in pretty bad shape. That's where all the potholes are. That's where all the debris is, especially this time of year when we have an early spring and they haven't had a chance to sweep the streets yet. There's a lot of junk on the right-hand side of the road, and it's not necessarily safe for the cyclist to be all the way over there to the right. So sometimes the cyclist needs to be a little bit left, and the motorists need to give them the lane and make sure not to get too close to them.
You know, Chad, I probably break the major rule. You're supposed to run and ride with the traffic. I never do that because I figure if I'm going to buy it, I want to see it coming at me, and at least so I have a fighting chance to get out of the way. What's your take on that?
That's a tough one. We just had this discussion though, with a customer a couple of days ago, actually. What happens is when you're riding a bike, especially, you know, at a speed maybe, say, 10 or 15 or even 20 miles an hour, if you're riding at that rate toward oncoming traffic, let's say that the car coming at you is going 35 or 40, now you have a combined closing rate of, upwards of 60 miles an hour as opposed to the opposite situation where it might be a 20-mile-an-hour closing rate. So the motorist is going to have much, much less time to react to you. And then the impact is going to be much greater if, you know, the worst case happens. So there's some validity in your thought about being able to see the car coming, but at the same time, when you're riding with traffic, then you have given, you know, the approaching cars a better chance of being able to react to you.
Chad Cottom is the owner of Spin Bicycle Shop in Old Town Lansing. Chad, if folks want more information about Spin, where can they go?
Or you can go to spinbicycleshop.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.